I'm Peter S. Peterman. If you've been injured in a 10-minute beatdown by a pointy-eared masked vigilante, you're entitled to compensation for your medical expenses. You need the law offices of Peter S. Peterman. We've been successful in 91% of our cases and can get you the Justice League, a Lee, deserved for you.
I once threw a rock that was in my way to the side. Next thing I know, I'm getting the snot beat out of me by this freak in a cape. Peter S. Peterman made sure that I was let off on insanity and not held responsible for all those murders I committed.
Not once, but twice I have been crushed by a giant coin, thanks to that flying rodent. Peter S. Peterman made sure that I won the lawsuit against the contractors responsible for designing such dangerous decorative structures. Peter S. Peterman got me $2.2 million.
I tried to get revenge for my sweet wife, Nora, and what the dastardly Ferris Boyle had done to us. Never to feel the warmth of her hand, or to feel her soft skin as I brush her hair off her face in the summer breeze. To live a life of cold and darkness, which is only rivaled to the darkness that now lurks within my heart. Peter S. Peterman won me the case against the Campbell Soup Company for their soup being too hot and able to destroy the glass dome that keeps me alive.
I'm Peter S. Peterman, and if you're going to live a life of crime, then be sure to live it with the ease of mind that some lunatic in a cape won't be above the law. If we don't get you off on insanity, then we won't charge a dime. Call now. Hablamos Español. Hello, everybody. Please allow myself to introduce myself. I'm your host, Captain Marvelous, and welcome to the 69th episode of I'm Batman, the podcast, the show where I chronologically review each and every episode of the 1992 Batman the Animated Series. This week, we are reviewing episode 9 of season 2, which is the penultimate episode, I said peanut, of the season. So next week, episode 10 will be the last episode of season 2. If you remember, season 1 was 60 episodes. Season 2 and 3 are a lot shorter. I believe a typical season runs 13 episodes. This one ran 10. Season 3, I believe, also runs 10. So, it looks like we got through faster with this one, obviously. But, without further ado, let's dance the dance. They dance in France. Let's get to it. This week's episode is titled Trial, original air date May 16th, 1994. Title card is a silhouette of a statue of Lady Justice lit with blue lights. It looks okay, nothing special. We start off in a courtroom where Poison Ivy is on trial. We meet current Gotham District Attorney Janet Van Dorn. She wants to have Pamela Lillian Isley sentenced to life in prison for her crimes. You know what? I love all of Poison Ivy's names. They just sound so right for her. If I ever have a daughter, I think I'm going to name her one of those. So it's either going to be Poison or Ivy. Sure, like I'll have any kids. We all know I'm going to die alone. Since every woman I'm with decides to just rip my heart right out of my ribcage and throw it on the floor and stomp on it till I die. God, how have I grown so bitter? District Attorney Van Dorn wants to send Poison Ivy to life in prison, but the judge says, since she was apprehended by Batman and not a recognized agent of the law, she is going to be sent to Arkham to finish her rehabilitation.
Pamela Lillian Isley, District Attorney Van Dorn has asked that the maximum sentence of life imprisonment be imposed upon you. However, as your apprehension came at the hands of the Batman and not a recognized agent of the law, this court has no choice but to return you to Arkham Asylum, where it is hoped you will complete your rehabilitation.
Ivy is taken back to her cell, which is across from Harley Quinn's cell. Ivy is sad, sitting there with her little plant, but Harley tells her to cheer up. They're throwing a party, and Jervis has the invitations.
Aw, things didn't go too good, huh?
Nope.
Well, cheer up! Word is we're gonna throw a little party. And old Jervis here has the invitations.
We then see the guards in a hypnotic state with playing cards stuck to their hats, and Mad Hatter pushes them to the side to reveal himself holding more playing cards. Right, they're not really playing cards, they're those hat-sizing cards that say like 3/4 or 3 out of 10 or whatever. And if you remember, Mad Hatter can control people if he puts those cards on their head, just in case you're wondering what's so important about some cards. This episode is great, and I want to play like every voice clip. If it was up to me, this would seem more like a clip show or one of those stupid reaction videos on YouTube where I would just play the episode and then laugh at stuff. I already had to resist and not just play like the entire intro for you guys. Because seriously, this episode is just really, really good. I'm going to have voice clips probably an excessive amount in this episode. So if you're not a fan of voice clips from Batman the Animated Series, one, I don't know what you're listening to this. And two, you have been warned. Janet Van Dorn, or JVD, as I'm going to call her for the rest of the episode, is being interviewed. She blames Batman for creating these villains and thinks that he belongs inside Arkham along with them. JVD and Jim Gordon argue about the need for Batman in Gotham City when Batman shows up. He warns them of a gang called the Eastside Skulls about to start a gang war. JVD gets all cocky and she says that, she's like, "Oh, that's old hat!" And her team is already planning a raid. Batman tells her there's no need and he opens up the blinds. Outside is the leader of the Eastside Skulls hanging upside down and tied up, and the guy is wearing a Punisher t-shirt. It's pretty funny. JVD brings up a very good point to Batman.
"You want to support law and order, you take off that mask and put on a uniform."
There's the debate that Batman can do more good for Gotham by donating the technology for his tech to the police and helping them way more than he can by dressing up like a bat and beating up loons. But we have had a few reasons for why he doesn't do this. It's been established that GCPD is super corrupt, and he doesn't trust that the tech would not get into the wrong hands. They don't really do that here on the cartoon, but it's pretty much canon in everything else. Movies, comic books. And also, I'm sure Batman has tons of fun beating the crap out of frail scientists and doctors for 10 minutes a night. Batman leaves without saying anything, and JVD takes a batarang that was attached to Punisher and puts it in her jacket pocket. Remember that, kids. We're at a restaurant where JVD is waiting for somebody. Bruce Wayne shows up and he hugs her. She puts her glasses away in a case marked JVD. JVD gets a phone call and excuses herself. And Bruce is just a huge perv. He just stares at her ass. Seriously, she walks away and he like leans on the side of the table and might as well nudge the waiter and be like, "Huh? Huh? I'm gonna hit that tonight." I guess he figured if he can't beat her up as Batman for 10 minutes, he'll sex her up as Bruce Wayne for 10 minutes instead. Time passes and Bruce Wayne asks the waiter if he's seen JVD. At that moment, the bat signal is lit in the sky. Batman arrives to the signal where Jim Gordon hands him JVD's glasses case because it was dropped off 20 minutes ago along with a note. The note is written in stereotypical movie serial killer fashion with letters being cut from magazines.
"Batman, come alone to where lives hang in the balance, or the law in Gotham dies."
Batman arrives at the Gotham courthouse and sees a figure wearing a hat and a trench coat hidden in the shadows. Batman runs at it and smacks his head as the figure was actually a statue, and holy crap, Batman gets shot in the back with an arrow. Like, seriously, there's an arrow in his back, and he just, like, takes it away. Like, he just removes it. It's like, "Oh, I just got shot." Poison Ivy was pretending to be the real Lady Justice statue all along, which, cripes on Friday, how long was she waiting there? Like, how does she know Batman would even arrive through that entrance? Anyways, Batman is drugged, and he takes out his handy-dandy bat taser, but he gets it kicked off his hand and destroyed by Harley Quinn. Ivy and Harley then proceed to beat the crap out of Batman for the next 10 minutes, and they capture him. We're inside Arkham, where JVD is in a cell. The door opens, and Two-Face walks in. He lets her out and tells her the whole staff of Arkham is under their control, thanks to Mad Hatter. She sees all the orderlies and doctors and guards walking around like zombies. Two-Face tells JVD their plans.
"You're going to escape?"
"Eventually. Got some legal business to settle first."
"What do you mean?"
"I'm talking about a trial. Me, the prosecutor. You, the defense. And your client. Is Batman.
We see Batman in a straitjacket being dragged by Killer Croc. JVD is mad that she has to defend Batman, but he has no time for her crap.
This is insane. Me defending you? As far as I'm concerned, you belong in here with them.
Whatever. You've got to go through with it. It's their game and their rules.
I love that he's just like, whatever. He's probably thinking in his head like, man, whatever, I just got shot in the back with an arrow. Croc, Two-Face, and Hatter show up and they take Batman and JVD to a courtroom as Two-Face explains the rules.
Can't keep the judge waiting.
You've said it yourself, lady. Batman made every one of us.
So, we're placing him before the bar to face our justice.
And me?
Basic 50-50 option. You get him off, you both go free. He goes down, you take the fall with him.
The courtroom, I think, is a great scene. There's inmates just going nuts inside, and we got some cool cameos in the background. We see some members of Sid the Squid's gang from the episode The Man Who Killed Batman, but sadly, we don't get Sid. Although, if you remember, he got sent to Blackgate Prison, not Arkham Asylum, so that's why he's not there. We also see the Mad Bomber, the villain from the episode The Grey Ghost, so it seems he didn't die in Arkham on his first day like I thought he would. Croc and Scarecrow forcibly sit down Batman and chain him up to a chair. And I mention this because this is the first time we see Scarecrow in this episode, but weirdly, he never says anything. Harley is wearing Batman's utility belt, so now we see that is why Batman just can't escape so easily. Ventriloquist shows up as the bailiff.
Oh yay, oh yay.
He says, oh yay, dirtbags, dummy up. Sheesh, I gotta do everything for you.
We meet the jury, Mad Hatter, Poison Ivy, Killer Croc, Scarecrow, Riddler, and Harley Quinn.
Court is now in session. The good people of Arkham Asylum versus the self-righteous vigilante called Batman. Our prosecutor is ready, likewise our fair and impartial jury.
Hang him!
Shoot him!
Hit him with a rock!
I love that throwing rocks is just a thing now with Killer Croc. We now meet the judge, and of course it's who you think it is. The Joker.
And now all rise for the most honorable, most benevolent, most merciful Judge Joker!
Promised a chance to defend my client.
Oh, very well. Like it'll make a difference.
Two-Face is the prosecutor, and yeah, I have another clip. Hey, I warned you.
Look at us. We're all freaks and monsters. And who made us this way? Batman!
Yeah!
Mad Hatter is called up as the first witness. JVD brings up the first time we ever saw Mad Hatter and how he tried to brainwash a woman into loving him.
I suppose you, like your friends, claim that Batman drove you to be a criminal?
He did.
And yet, as I recall your case, you brainwashed and kidnapped a woman who rejected you.
Batman forced me to do it. He was going to take her away from me. I had no choice.
You could have respected her wishes and left her alone.
I'd have killed her first! Oh, I'd like that last statement stricken from the record, please.
Record? Is someone supposed to be writing this down?
Okay, look, I always make jokes about how women will tear your heart out and all that. I don't mean it because, hey, I'm a sane person. Having said all that, I'm on Mad Hatter's side on this one. Back in the courthouse, and Jim Gordon finds the broken bat taser Batman left behind. Back to the kangaroo court. And JVD objects to the witness trying to influence the judge. Joker doesn't seem to think so, and we see him laying on Harley's lap as she snuggles with him.
I just want to say, if there was no Batman, there'd be no Joker, and I'd never have met my puddin'. Thank you, Batman!
Sad, isn't it? Harleen Quinzel was a doctor here at Arkham until the Joker twisted her mind.
Okay, so Harley Quinn is a very popular character now, and everyone knows her origin, but remember, other than the episode with Poison Ivy, Harley has been mostly a side character that we know nothing about. We only learned her real name a couple of appearances ago. I think it was like in her second or third appearance where we learned her real name was Harleen Quinzel. And this is the first time we ever hear that she was a former doctor at Arkham. So already we're getting some interesting tidbits on the character. And yeah, all you girls wanting our relationship like Joker and Harley, well, here's another one for you.
Ha! You're just jealous because you don't have a fella who's as loving and loyal to you as my pudding is to me.
Uh-huh. And I suppose it was that same loyalty I saw the last time you escaped and Puddin here. Finked on you in hopes of getting time off.
Is that true, Puddin?
Finked is such an ugly word.
You lousy scum-sucking creep!
The witnesses excuse.
Yes, the Joker really loved Harley Quinn. I can see that he would do anything for her. Joker is probably on like 10 life sentences, so getting time off his sentence would do nothing. I'm sure he only did it because he couldn't bear the fact that Harley was out instead of him. Poison Ivy is up next, and she says it's Batman's fault she's a criminal for not letting her kill Harvey Dent.
And so it's Batman's fault you lead a life of crime.
He should have let me bump off Harvey Dent. We'd all have been better off, wouldn't we, Harv?
Why, you rotten little...
Ivy tries to pretend that she doesn't care about plans. She's like, oh, pff, yeah, whatever, they're just plans. So JVD grabs the flower from Joker's suit and begins to tear it apart in front of her.
Miss Isley, isn't the real motivation for your crimes your obsession with plants? That you prefer them to people?
I love plants, honey. But a rose is a rose.
Then it doesn't bother you when someone, let's say the judge here, ruthlessly plucks a defenseless flower from the warm, green earth.
No.
Even knowing he's given it his death sentence, that its petals must die.
Stop it.
One by one, withering, falling, one by one, until it's all gone. Honey.
Miss Ivy, please!
You're beautiful when you're angry.
That sound you just heard was Ivy slapping the crap out of the ventriloquist at the end. JVD gives her closing statements.
To believe Batman was responsible for you people. But now I see nearly everyone here would have ended up exactly the same, Batman or not. Oh, the gimmicks might be different, but you'd all be out there in some form or another bringing misery to Gotham. The truth is, you created him.
Back in the city, and Gordon gets that bat taser working again, and it seems that it's also some sort of tracking device which leads them to Arkham. Back in Arkham, and the jury has reached their verdict.
Jury, you've heard the evidence. Consider your verdict.
Your Honor, in light of Ms. Van Dorn's stirring defense, we have no choice but to find the defendant not guilty.
Hey, that's quite a victory for her, and another loss to Harvey Dent. Judge Joker has some closing comments.
Batman didn't create us. That we, in fact, messed up our own rotten lives. And as we are so rotten, vile, and depraved, we're going to waste you anyway.
Croc grabs Batman and all the villains take him and JVD to the electrotherapy room where they're going to electrocute him to death, I presume. Batman gets strapped down and then Joker shows up, this time dressed as a priest. JVD remembers that she has a batarang in her pocket. Remember, she took it from the Punisher earlier. Joker wants to unmask Batman before they kill him, but before the mask comes off, JVD throws the batarang and breaks the light, turning the room completely dark. Two-Face turns on a lighter and sees that Batman is now gone from the table. And Batman, he's had enough. And he turns into a complete badass. As if he wasn't already.
He's gone! Everyone spread out! Don't let him get away!
Who says I'm leaving?
Harley gets taken out first and Batman gets his groove back. Batman gets his belt back. Harley is now strapped upside down from the ceiling from that straitjacket that Batman was wearing. Croc stands in front of the door and says,
"The only way out is through me."
So Batman then just beats the crap out of him. Joker grabs the machine gun from Scarface and is prepared to shoot.
Hold on, you'll hit Croc.
What's your point?
I told you Croc is an a-hole, not even the villains like him. Joker shoots wildly and destroys a generator, almost killing Harley Quinn along the way, because he really loves her. The generator explodes and electric wires fly up in the air and land on Croc, electrocuting him, as all the villains just watch in horror. Batman grabs JVD and runs out of the room with her. They go into a staircase but are trapped when at the top of the stairs is Scarecrow with a giant scythe. At the bottom of the stairs are Ivy, Hatter, and Scarface. Scarecrow takes a swipe with the scythe and decapitates Scarface. Batman then smacks Scarecrow and throws him on top of the other guys, making them all tumble down the flight of stairs. Batman and JVD keep running but are completely outnumbered by dozens of inmates and all the supervillains. Batman uses his grapple gun to take him and Janet to safety. As they land on the roof, Jim Gordon and a whole slew of cops show up and draw their guns to capture all of the inmates. On the roof, Joker lassos Batman with a rope and dangles him on the side of a building. Joker tries to smack Batman with what is supposed to be a gavel, but is actually like a huge mallet. Batman and Joker have a fight dangling from the side of the building, but Batman wins when he kicks Joker in the face and knocks him out. Everyone is safe, and Janet Van Dorn has a heart-to-heart with Batman.
I see now there's a need for the things you do. But I'm still going to work toward a city that doesn't need Batman.
Me too.
We fade to show the sun coming up over Arkham. The end. Alright, we got some after-show notes. This episode is just tons of fun. I believe this is the most gathering of villains we've had up to date. In the Strange Secret of Bruce Wayne episode, we've had Penguin, Joker, and Two-Face. In Almost Got Him, we had Poison Ivy, Penguin, Joker, Two-Face, Croc, Harley, and Catwoman, even though Catwoman was mostly a hero in that one. This episode, we have Harley Quinn, Poison Ivy, Mad Hatter, the Ventriloquist, and Scarface, we'll count that as one, Killer Croc, Two-Face, Joker, the Mad Bomber, well, he's just in the background, Riddler, and Scarecrow. That's 10 villains, or if you don't want to count Mad Bomber, then make it 9. And, okay, this is weird. Riddler shows up as part of the jury, and if you might notice, I didn't mention him anymore. But that's because he just disappears. Seriously, he disappears like halfway through the episode. He's part of the jury. It's assumed he was the one who sent that letter to Batman, but then he's just never seen again. He doesn't say any words at all, and then he just disappears. He's not even seen sitting in the chair anymore. Like, when all the villains are giving their testimonies, he's just gone. Scarecrow, similarly, does not speak, but he does do a lot more than Riddler. Now, the reason Scarecrow doesn't speak is because the voice actor for him, Henry Pollack II, had throat surgery at the time and could not record his lines because they did have dialogue written for him. Speaking of voice actors, the actress who did the voice for Janet Van Dorn, JVD, Stephanie Simbalist. She is the daughter of Fred Simbalist Jr., who is the voice of Alfred in Batman the Animated Series. She was also a college classmate of Kevin Conroy, the voice of Batman. In the scene where the bat signal is turned on, everyone acts afraid, with one restaurant patron even claiming that he's never seen the signal. Everyone's like, "Oh my god, what is that? What's going on? I've never seen that before." Making us think that this is the first time the signal has ever been used. But as we know, it's been used several times in the series already. It just seems kind of weird.
To the Batmobile. Let's go. Atomic batteries to power. Turbines to speed.
Roger. Ready to move out.
everybody. It's time for the Batcave Archives. This is the part of the show where we rank each episode we have reviewed thus far. This is episode number 69, and just as a refresher, go to our Facebook group and join the group. Look for I'm Batman, the podcast, where you can see all the rankings of the episodes. At number one, we have the episode Almost Got Him, which I mentioned was a big gathering of villains. It's a really great episode. This episode, very similar with all the villains. Not at number one level. So this episode is not going to beat that episode. I really, really do like this episode. Let's go through it here. Would this episode be top 20? Definitely. At number 20, we have Sideshow, which is an episode we reviewed about 2-3 weeks ago, where Killer Croc holds the Sideshow Freaks hostage. I believe this episode is a lot better than that one. Right above it, Mad as a Hatter, the debut episode of the Mad Hatter. That's a personal favorite of mine. Yeah, this episode's better than that. You know what? Let's cut it here. Does this make the top 10? Let's go through the top 10. At number 1, Almost Got Him, the episode where the villains play poker and tell their Batman stories. Number 2, The Man Who Killed Batman, Sid the Squid. That's another great episode. Number 3, Beware the Grey Ghost. Man, that episode is really good. That is with special guest Adam West as retired actor, who played the Grey Ghost, which was the inspiration for Batman here. His Silicon Soul, the episode with the Batman robot. Another episode I really love. Number 5, Robin's Reckoning, the Robin origin story. Really good. Number 6, Heart of Ice. That is a personal favorite for many people. It's really weird because Mr. Freeze, I believe, in the original run, not counting the new adventures of Batman when they did the redesigns, Mr. Freeze only has 2 episodes. And this is the episode everybody remembers him from. This is the episode that makes everybody say he's one of their favorite villains. It's really good. Number 7, Two-Face Part 1, the origin of Harvey Dent Two-Face. That one's really good too. Number 8, Read My Lips. That is the episode with the ventriloquist. Once again, I really love... These are top 10. I love all these episodes. I'm going to stop saying I really love this. Number 9, Appointment at Crime Alley. That is a really good one. Really touching with Batman trying to save the buildings from being blown up. I believe this episode is better than that. Is it as better than Read My Lips with Scarface? Oh, yeah. Yeah, it is. Is it better than Two-Face Part 1? This is where I'm going to be a bit biased. Two-Face is my favorite villain of the Batman Rogues Gallery. And this episode is amazing. The animation, the storytelling, the music, everything is just great. I am going to rank the episode Trial at number 8 on our list. Alright, everybody. Before I go, I want to get real with you. I've made several jokes the last few weeks about getting my heart ripped out and torn in two and other such stuff. I want to say that this show is the highlight of my week. And, you know, I joke around. Stressful times at work. Stressful times with personal life. It's a rough time. But this is the one thing I look forward to doing every single week. And I want to thank you listeners for going through this journey of highs and lows right along with me. I find it hard to believe that you would listen and not just listen, but be entertained by the ramblings of a sad, lonely man. But here we are. So I really do want to say thank you. Thank you for listening, and remember, if you have any questions, suggestions, or thoughts on the reviewed episodes or the show in general, send them to captain_marvelous1@yahoo.com. I have been your host, Captain Marvelous, and remember, no matter where you're from, no matter who you are, we are guilty!
That's all, folks.
You are now about to witness the strength of super villainy.
Out of Gotham, crazy mother named Two-Face. Check the clock, put the cash in a suitcase. Flip a coin to choose, you know I never lose. Bruce Wayne be wearing concrete shoes. Same thing goes for you, boy wonder. Step to me and be 6 feet under. One coin flip will seal your fate. Shout out to all my homies up in Blackgate. Bat wanna fight, damn my game is tight. Pop, 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 Dark Knight, say goodnight. I'll admit that your toys are pretty nifty, but I still put your odds at 50-50. Damn, son, you knew I was a crime boss. Ain't no turning when I'm down for a coin toss. Here's a murder rap from the district attorney, putting suckers in jail or on a gurney. Pay a bill for services rendered. Harvey gonna dent your ass like a fender. Swimming with a shark like Frank Whaley. I'm knocking over Gotham crews daily and twice on Tuesday, 2 o'clock. Dumb mother, they gonna get got. Cause I'm down with the Gotham CPD. Jim Gordon can't with me. The coin never fails, call heads or tails. Two faces off the goddamn rails. And when I go out, gas gonna be popping. But when I come back, boy, I'm coming straight out of Gotham, Gotham, Gotham. City of Gotham, City of Gotham.
Yo, hey.
What's up?
Tell me where you're from.
Straight out of Gotham. Just a crazy ass Riddler. More banks I rob, yo. My posse gets bigger. I'm a bad supervillain, and you know this. But still, you think my methods are bogus? Well, riddle me this. What has four legs and flies? Batman and Robin when they meet their demise. Just like shops, the definition is riddling. And when you strum a violin, it's called fiddling. Try to solve my puzzles in a minute. I play every game to win. And so I win it. I know you all see this, and I mean this. Eddie Nigma is a criminal genius. You might wonder why I leave clues behind. You, that's the way my kit's designed. I'm a crazy supervillain from the street. Gotham City's scared, cause they're unprepared for the rhymes that are serious like cancer. So tell me if you think you got the answer. I'm the start of the end and the end of time. I'm essential to beats and I surround every rhyme. If you guess the letter E, you'd be right. D-E-F spells death, but I'm hype. Cause I'm only built for Cuban links. I've got more riddles than the motherf***ing Sphinx. Batman don't even got a clue. And if he tried to front yo, his ass be through. Look, you might think I'm starting to slip, but a riddle like me is on a gangster tip. Straight out of Gotham. Gotham, Gotham, Gotham.
City of Gotham, City of Gotham.
Name and the boy is coming.
Straight out of Gotham is a clown that steals your money. That makes her ass think it's funny. My actions may shake you as kinda odd, but I'm the mother killed Jason Todd. See, I don't give a f- that's no joke. I don't give a f- how many blunts I smoke. Gotham City calls me the clown prince of crime, but when I'm on the mic, I'm the clown prince of rhyme. That's kinda funny, one might say hilarious. Homicidal psycho, one might say nefarious. Come here, take a sniff of the Smilex. Don't trip, you're the one who's gonna die next. Crazy, like getting mail on a Sunday. I'm a Coupe de Ville, and Batman's a Hyundai. And when it comes to rap, Gotham better listen. I be busting rhymes like I'm busting out of prison. Ladies like a guy who makes them laugh. Tell him a joke, then I cut him in half. I shot Barbara Gordon right through her spine. Now she can't walk, ha ha, punchline. The Joker's wild, in fact he's delirious. Still I gotta ask, why so serious? Pass the Philly, if you got him, spark him. Word up to Arkham, yo. Straight out of Gotham, 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 Gotham.
City of Gotham, City of Gotham.